sitting here with David Neal at Island Apiaries, and we're going to talk about bees, because he's got a little display here showing bees making honey. But for David, if you could tell us, for homeowners who are looking to attract pollinators like bees, give us some tips and things that really, you know, people should be thinking about.
Okay. Well, the main thing you can do is plant for the bees. A lot of very aromatic florals, things like that. Also, give them a water source. A lot of people frequently plant all over the place, but the bees have no water, and that's one of the main things they're looking for. So if you can give them a good source of water, that's going to go a long way to attracting the bees. So
is there a place in the yard that is a good place to attract pollinators? I mean, obviously, putting them next to the patio is not a good place to be attracting bees to your garden.
Well, usually in the farther areas where you don't visit frequently, if you mow your lawns or anything, make sure you put your water source or your plantings on the edges like that. And the bees usually aren't annoyed by equipment you use or the activity in the yard. But just give them a spot where it's never disturbed, that you can watch it, very low maintenance, that it stays there all the time.
That's a great point. And then one last question about controlling pests in the garden. Okay, how do you control pests in the garden, but then, you know, you don't want to kill your good pollinators, so what do you suggest?
Be tolerant. Just be very careful. There are a lot of other options you can use to control pests without using pesticides. Pesticides cannot differentiate between the good bugs and the bad bugs. And generally, if your yard is healthy with good, strong pollinators, they're going to control the pests, and it'll do it naturally. So avoid pesticides. You don't need them.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.